Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. At the UNC School of Law, Erica Wilson researches laws and policies that may affect educational equality for disadvantaged students. She is dedicated to ensuring all students have access to good schools.
Professor Wilson also directs clinics at the law school that give students real-life legal experience.
We have 9 different clinics. I teach in a general civil litigation clinic, but our clinics are akin to, in medical school, students do some sort of practical residency or rotations where they actually learn how to be doctors by working on real patients. And so for law school and our clinics, it's the same concept. Our students learn how to be lawyers by handling real cases with real clients. I always ask people, would you ever go to a doctor who's fresh out of medical school but had never seen a patient before? And they say, of course not. But when it comes to lawyers, this actually happens all the time, that students go through 3 years of law school never having talked to a real client or worked on a real case. And so our clinics change that model by giving students an opportunity to work on real cases with real clients. And so the kinds of work our clinics do is a wide range of kinds of cases. We, for the most part, represent clients who otherwise could not afford counsel, and we represent them on issues ranging from issues housing, people who are getting evicted, for example, people who are living in substandard housing, people who have been discriminated against in their employment, these kinds of everyday bread and butter issues that greatly affect people, but these people can't afford to get a lawyer to help them, so we represent them, and our students get to act as real lawyers representing the clients in this work. And so it ties in also to my education research, because I also, in my clinic, represent students who need, for example, individualized education plan. Our students may represent them in getting an IEP. We have another clinic that represents students in school discipline proceedings where they've been long-term suspended or expelled. We will have students serve as lawyers to those students in those proceedings.
The students in Professor Wilson's clinic often wind up providing more comprehensive legal counsel than expensive private law firms.
One of the benefits of being represented by the clinic is that we have a whole team of students to dedicate to working on clients' cases. The students really are able to dig deeper and further than a lawyer who is on the clock and being paid by the hour might be able to do. The students really, really dig in, and we really, as part of our teaching methodology, encourage students to engage in thorough representation, to research every issue and angle possible, and to really be zealous in their representation of clients. So I would actually argue, I may be slightly biased, that but our clinic and our clinic students are better than the lawyer who's being paid $500 an hour. We're going to go farther and harder for our clients. One of the things I always tell my student is that I used to litigate at a law firm that does charge in excess of $500 an hour, and I'm going to show you how to litigate like them, but only better. And so they definitely take that to heart. And we've gotten fabulous results for many clients and just made a tremendous difference, I think, in terms of the access to justice gap, because a lot of clients can't afford lawyers in civil cases. And so the clinics, we play a vital role in the community in terms of helping clients to get the access to justice that they should receive. All of our clinics are run by full-time faculty members. And so the faculty member is limited to teaching only 8 students. And so the faculty member serves as a supervising attorney on all of the cases that the student works on. The faculty member also teaches them principles of lawyering, how to lawyer a case, and then the students go out and apply those principles through their actual case representation. And every clinic is different in terms of exactly how many cases they will take on in a given year. If a case actually goes to trial, for example, our students are doing the trial and they're being supervised by the faculty member who is a licensed North Carolina attorney. And so we are very careful and meticulous in terms of the cases that we do take on and the ones that we actually the students to work on, to make sure it's a valuable learning experience for the student and to make sure that we have the expertise to appropriately assist the client.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.